Well, Bob Boylan, the people have spoken. You dared to challenge me on the guitar solo, whether or not it was dead. Last week's show, you said guitar solo's dead. So we did a poll. Completely scientific, by the way.
It was not scientific.
Would hold up in any court of law, would accept the results.
When one of the answers is hell no, I mean, really. Yeah, anyway, go on.
Well, 69% said no.
Yeah.
69% said hell no, no. The guitar solo is not dead. And to be fair, you know, some people replied saying, well, maybe, you know, the kind of guitar winkery you're thinking of or whatever might be dead, but not guitar solos in general. But anyway, to celebrate my victory lap, well, we're now going to listen to Pat Travers and Gonna Kick Booty, the great guitar classic.
This hurts so much.
Hey, wait a minute. Let me scoot. Let me scoot ahead a little. Here it is.
My punishment. People, you let me down.
63% or 69%. It wasn't even close. All right, I'll cut that off for you. It wasn't even close, Bob. But anyway, as a bonus poll, I just recently, before we came in to do the show a little earlier today, I put up a poll that said, is Bob insane? So 34%, yes. That's a respectable number. 15%, no. 51%, who's Bob? You need to do a show or something.
Yeah.
Tell you what I'm going to do. Since 51% of the people who responded, we got hundreds of votes in this totally scientific poll, don't even know who you are. So I'm going to give you the first pick today. But just know the people are listening, and they're expecting good things from you. The bar is very high right now, very high.
All right, I'm going to play some good music then. So here it goes. I'm going to play a record that's knocked me out with absolute stunning beauty. Her name, the artist's name is Agnes Obel. She's put out, it's her third record. She's Danish. And I'm just going to play this cut. The album is coming out soon. It's called Citizen of Glass. Listen to the orchestration on this. It's going to help all of us who need a cleansing and a bit of magic. The song I'm going to play is Stretch Your Eyes.
Thank you.
Agnes O'Bell.
Just stunning. Mm. That is just stunning. The prepared piano that they used in that song, whoever recorded it just captured the nuance of all those little itty-bitty sounds in there so well. Just gorgeous. Wow.
So it's a new album from Agnes. It's called Citizen of Glass, and she talks about the idea of, I'll just quote, she said that there's an increasing sense in this world that you have to make yourself into a citizen of glass, to be willing to open up, to let everybody see you, to use yourself as material, and not just if you're an artist or a musician. Everything about our lives these days seems to be about revealing the private self, the self in every little detail. It's the new way we're meant to embrace. She goes on to say, it's like a camera being in the room at all times that makes us change so much as people.
Preach.
Right?
Man.
I knew you'd like that message.
Yeah. I one of the things that I've missed the most in today's modern world of today is just the mystery of life. Yeah. Everybody knows everything now. I miss not knowing things and having to work hard to find things out.
Agnes O'Bell, Citizen of Glass. The record comes out October 21st, and the song I just played is called Stretch Your Eyes.
She has a remarkable voice, and it makes me think of this next artist I want to play, another incredible singer. Her name's Lacey Guthrie. She fronts the band Twin Limb. Twin Limb, we had them on the show. This is a group from originally from Louisville. We put them on the show almost a year ago to the day, last year. They put out a record called Anything is Possible and Nothing Makes Sense. One of the band's signature sounds is the accordion, but it's not accordion like, you know, it's not super present. It's not out in front of the music. It's not what you might expect. It really just, they use it to add textures and tones, almost ambient sounds to the music. But as I mentioned, Lacey Guthrie, she's the standout in this group with her voice. I was just absolutely blown away when I heard this next song. She really brings it on this cut. It's called Workhorse from a new record that Twin Limb has coming out called Haplo.
Think I could cry, think I could cry. I think that this is the biggest sky, the biggest sky. Thank you.
Lacey Guthrie singing there from the band Twin Limb. She's got that voice and plays the accordion. And it was in there. If you go back and listen to the song again, it's definitely in there, but it's just not
nice underpinnings. Yeah,
nice underpinnings, exactly. The song Workhorse from Twin Limb in the record Haplo, which is coming out October 28th. You know, Twin Limb also, by the way, Twin Limb, they are Jim James's backing band for his tour right now.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we bring in a guest to pepper our music and play things that we might not, or just be excited by something that's out there that we just haven't discovered yet. Syeda Blount is here. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for inviting me back. It's always nice. And this is the first time we've done this face-to-face.
That's right. You're in the New York Bureau usually. You put on events at NPR Music and other great bits of content. Our South by Southwest coverage wouldn't look at all like it does if it weren't for you. So much great stuff. So you are here. We were at the White House together beginning of the week.
Yes, we were.
And still having a great week. And you have something for us today.
Yeah. This is a track from a British band called Toy. Very excited that they have another album coming out. They recently helped out Natasha Khan, better known as Bat for Lashes, with her last little EP that she did, Sex Witch. And so now they're putting out their own material and excited to premiere a song with them.
It's in another one of their long things. I have a couple songs in my library. One is like 8 minutes, another six. And
yeah, they're not afraid of doing the old school 60s style jam a little bit, psychedelic jam, which I love that. But this is a nice short one. It's called Clouds That Cover the Sun.
Thank you.
I like that so much. There's so many sweet spots that hits for me.
Yeah, it totally, it's a very British song. It sounds so 60s British. And I was just mentioning to you guys a second ago that it sounds so much like just stream of thought from like somebody like Syd Barrett, like a list of items and things he did during the day. And I just love that psychedelic tinged sound.
Yeah, I love the rolling guitar part that just plays through all that and takes the little half steps up and down. Very nice.
It also reminded me of Peach House, right? And so I looked to see who produced the record, and Chris Cody produced it, who produced the last two Beach House records. So.
That's great to know.
Yeah. So, and the way the sound has this big reverb, and then the way where the voices sit in the mix, it's all... The guitars, everything feels just about equal. There's nothing that takes the lead, and it makes it dreamier.
Yeah, so dreamy. Very cool.
Yeah, Toy's the name of the band. What's the name of the album again? When's that out?
The name of the album is Clear Shot. And,
on Captain Beefheart, maybe? I don't know. Clear Spot? I don't know.
Nice.
Just throwing it out there. Keep going. When's it out?
My Lord, you're old.
Oh, I know. I can't help it.
So
the cells are still happening there.
Yeah, you got that. That's true. You were able to pull that out of the cobwebs.
So it looks like it's out October 28th, and we're going to be doing a first listen on that.
Yep,
very
excited.
The week
before. Ooh. Thanks, Cy.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for having me in.
You bet. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Gosh knows what's going to happen.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Blue Headphones. For 20 years, your favorite artists have used Blue microphones in the studio. Now, Blue's radical headphone design lets you hear new details in your favorite music. Find out why Esquire magazine called them the perfect headphones. Visit the store at blue-headphones.com and use coupon code NPR for a special price. Blue, carpe eardrum.
Let's listen to this electronic duo from Canada called Zed's Dead. Have you ever heard of Zed's Dead? Z-E-D-S, Zed's Dead. They're from Toronto. They have a new record coming out. It's their debut record. They've put out a number of EPs over the last 5 or 6 years, but this is their first full-length called Northern Lights. It has so many guest appearances on it. Twin Shadow, Jada Kiss, Elephant, Diplo, so many more artists who appear on this record. And on this song, which really got my attention, is Rivers Cuomo from Weezer and Pusha T. Rivers Cuomo wrote this, I know, right, and Pusha T, right, the hip-hop artist Pusha T. So Rivers Cuomo wrote this catchy little pop part that you're going to hear, and then Pusha T comes in for some of the verses. The song is called Too Young, and I think you'll be surprised at how well it all works together. You take the electronic duo, the pop from Rivers Cuomo, and the hip-hop verses from Pusha T, and you put them all together, and this is what you get. Too Young.
Attracted to boys in the hood, we pick you apart, girl. She like I'm Chief Keef, she like I'm tattooed, she like the roll leaf, she like I'm Mad Rude. Talking about cash rules, taking selfies in the mirror. Get the angle, make it clearer. That ain't perfect, girl, ain't no perfect world. Why we taking life so serious? The past is the past and it's old. The future is bright and it's bold. Bigger goals, bigger roles, bigger stage, bigger shows. Rejection know very well, they didn't believe us, we made them believe us, you thought you ain't need us, how you gonna stop us now, the youth are the leaders, innovators, they can't see it cause they imitate us, we made a lane of our own, we ain't a
The rhythm of Pusha T's verses just fits so perfectly with that, the bounce of that melody and the beats and that. This is by far the poppiest song on the record, Northern Lights from Zed's Dead. There are mostly a lot of dance beats, some gnarled dance beats. There's some kind of darker moments too, some pretty moody moments. This is the debut record from Zed's Dead, Northern Lights. It's out October 14th. And that song was Too Young, featuring Rivers Cuomo and Pusha T. I doubt you ever saw the movie Pulp Fiction.
Correct. I have not.
Yeah,
seen
Pulp
that.
Fiction. Well, Zed's Dead is a reference to a line in Pulp Fiction. It may actually be the very last line in the movie now that I think about it. Some character says, "What happened to Zed?" Zed's dead. Anyway, Zed's dead.
I have kind of an upbeat-ish cut. It feels like it works well out of that. It's from a group called Hippocampus. They have a debut album coming in the that 2017 thing that's coming up. One of the band members, Jake, said in a note, he said, "There's a moment growing up when it becomes clear that the road you walk is your own to cultivate," which is a nice way to look at life. He also says the words deal with the ghosts of our past selves, a glance at the rear view at children dealing with divorce, the fallout of divorce. But the production, he says, is fairly forward-thinking, looks at new horizons, new paths to travel, and landmarks to establish. So I'm going to play the song from Hippocampus. It's called Boyish.
Oh,
Reminded me a lot of Ben Gibbard, the voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I could, especially on the higher parts there. Yeah, it sounded a little, a little like Death Cab for Cutie.
The band is called Hippocampus. The song's called Boyish, and they have a record coming in 2017. And their first full, they've done some EPs, but this will be their first full-length album.
A couple of weeks ago on the show, we played a new song by Dirty Projectors.
Yeah.
It was called Keep Your Name. It's a pretty gut-wrenching song about loss and betrayal. And at the time when we talked about it, we said that, you know, it wasn't clear who David Longstreth, the singer, was addressing in the song. But he seemed to be addressing a member of the band or someone he worked with when he said, "What I want from art is truth. What you want is fame." And now, Dirty Projectors guitarist Amber Kaufman has a new solo album coming out. She just announced it last week, and she with a new song called All to Myself. And even though it's not directly or officially a response to the song that Dirty Projectors put out a couple weeks ago, it's very easy to imagine her song and the Dirty Projectors song in a conversation with each other. Huh. You know, the Dirty Projectors song is You Can Keep Your Name, and her song is All to Myself. So give a listen to Amber Kaufman from her first solo record, City of No Reply, and the song All to Myself.
Out the window, feeling the good.
like that so much.
Yeah, you described the Dirty Projectors, I think, when their last record came out a number of years ago, as really a girl group. Like, it's really informed by the girl group sound.
Like 1960s Shangri-Las.
Yeah, exactly, and, yeah. And but just kind of twisted.
Doo-wop-y.
Yeah, doo-wop, twisted, bent doo-wop. Yeah. And, yeah. Amber Kaufman says, I've got to sing it out, sing it all to myself. There's no one to run to. There's a voice inside of me, and it's time to listen. So no word on whether she's still in the band. Dirty Projectors, both sides, if you want to call them sides, are keeping quiet about it, just leaving people like me to completely speculate what exactly is going on.
Well, if you played it for me, I would have thought it was a Dirty Projectors song.
Well, you know, and
there's so much there, especially in that treated vocals.
For sure. And actually, you know, as I was listening just now, I thought, boy, I hope David Longstreth and Amber Kaufman continue making music together, because she's obviously been such a critical part of the Dirty Projectors sound. And then listening to the song that he put out, or the Dirty Projectors, under the Dirty Projectors name a couple weeks ago, you can just hear those two sides and how critical they are to be together. Anyway, no release date yet for City of No Reply, Amber Kaufman's debut record.
Robin Hill, we've known each other for an awfully long time, and one of the things we do talk about is the preciousness of life.
It is just such a glorious mystery to me, and I'm grateful for every moment.
And this week, we all lost a friend here at NPR, Robert Goldstein. And anybody here at NPR knows Robert Goldstein as the music librarian, the guy you might run to. In fact, I had, as director of All Things Considered, run to when you needed that perfect piece of music.
And even if you didn't know him well, he was just the sweetest, kindest, most gentle person I've ever known in my life.
Yeah.
And he exuded that good energy everywhere he went.
He was also a incredible guitar player.
Yeah.
He blew my mind when I went and saw his band first in the late 1970s. He was in a group called Urban Verbs, and that band literally changed my life from seeing them. I wound up leaving my job and buying a synthesizer and joining a band and all that. And Robert's guitar playing was very ethereal, but rhythmic and melodic. And it did it all at the same time. And he did it without ever moving a seemingly muscle in his body.
He wasn't a tall guy. And seeing him hold a guitar, it felt like the guitar was almost as big as he was. And he just stood there with his head down and just played with these incredible sounds.
Yeah. That early show I saw of Urban Verbs at the Atlantis Club, Robert Goldstein helped organize. Because of that, that club became known for music. And eventually, because of all that, became the 930 Club. It would not be a 930 Club, most likely, if Robert Goldstein had not started doing shows at the Atlantis.
Yep.
His band, Urban Verbs, I saw more than I will ever see any other band, more than 50, 60 times. And they eventually got a contract. They went up to CBGB, and in the audience was Brian Eno. And Brian saw them, wrote them a long letter that I'll try and post up online, but basically talks about how this band was doing things with music that he had always hoped to hear and was really interested in working with them. He did. He worked on four songs that led to a contract with Warner Brothers, and they put out two albums. Robert got real sick late in the second tour of the second record. His kidney was failing. As they would tour, he would fly into a city ahead of time, check in at a hospital, do dialysis, and then go play that night.
Amazing.
And you never knew he was sick if you were not like really super close and in that band. And even just in May, he pulled together all the art friends, all the painters and musicians that all were part of the D.C. community in the late 70s. And put on a show with all those people. The Urban Verbs played, and I played with Danger Painters, a guitar player from Tiny Desk Unit that we were inspired to form because of Urban Verbs. And he was so sick, and we didn't know it. And
yeah.
Robert Goldstein died this Friday of cancer. He's 66. And I can think of the title to one song. Roddy France wrote the words, more about a lover. But if you think of these words in terms of Robert Goldstein, it feels completely appropriate. I love and miss him. I'm going to play a song called The Only One of You.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Hilton. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.